Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Earlier today, we got to hear the wonderfully talented John Medeski play the piano. Many people know him as part of the groove-based jazz trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood. But as you'll hear, John Medeski is equally comfortable on his own. He's just released his first solo piano album called A Different Time, and he'll be performing tonight at the ICA in Boston. That's where we caught up with him this morning. He wore a baggy sweatshirt and a knit ski hat and played a Steinway grand piano in a sun-filled auditorium overlooking Boston Harbor. This is his version of Thelonious Monk's composition, Bolivar Ballou's Arm. So let me ask you about your solo album. You know, 20 years as part of Medeski, Martin, and Wood. Why a solo album now?
I think about 5 or 6 years ago, I started just doing these little individual solo shows. You know, Chicago Jazz Fest, some gigs in Mexico, and, you know, anywhere that I could get a gig, I would just do these little solo gigs. And then I realized, you know, I got to put out a record or something of this, if I want, you know, especially if I want to do this more. So I finally, last year, set aside the time. You know, I had to actually schedule it in. You know, I had to schedule time for myself to do something I wanted to do.
Does it feel liberating to step away from collaborating with other people and just doing your own thing like this?
Oh, yeah, get rid of all that dead weight.
I'm sure you don't mean that.
Oh, yes, I do. No, you know, one of the other reasons it took so long for me is to put out this record is that, you know, one of the things I love doing is, as an improviser, is collaborating. It's like having a conversation, you know, hanging out with somebody else, doing something fun with other people. And, you know, and with the language of music, for me, improvisation is really the ultimate way to get intimate with another person in a way that you can't in any other way. So it's just hard to actually just take the time to do this. But yes, but you know what? It is really nice to connect with myself like this. You know, I love playing it because, you know, then, you know, suddenly it's like, you know, it's like it's wide open.
I want to ask you about this new album because there's quite a range on it. I mean, it includes songs from your past, some improvisational numbers, even a Willie Nelson song. What ties it all together? What ties the project together?
Well, really, the instrument that I ended up playing for it, I think, is what...
This is the 1924 French Gavotte.
Yeah, it's a Gavotte piano. When it came time for me to do this record, I, having made a lot of records, and this is my first solo record, I don't want to get too caught up in like, oh my God, what should I do? There's so many possibilities. I've been doing this for 40 years and how do I, you know. So I just decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to spend, you know, the week or two before and just practice, work on some songs that I love. And then I'm going to go into the studio and I'm just going to play whatever I feel like playing. I'm going to play so that it has a real spontaneous in the moment feel. So I did a lot of different stuff. I improvised. I played, you know, tunes I love, my own tunes, standards, jazz tunes, you know, pop tunes. I just tried a lot of different stuff. And at the very end of the session, at the urging of the engineer, this guy Henry Hirsch, I sat down and played this old piano that he had sitting there. And it's in the it's made in the style of the style of pianos they made in the early 1800s, mid 1800s. Mm. And it was sort of the era of piano that Chopin preferred. And I love the piano. It's the greatest man. It can do things that these older pianos can't do, a lot of things. But there was something about this piano. And because of, you know, the the tone quality of it, and because of the way it actually ended up being tuned, because of the nature of the instrument, it sort of set me in the direction of the music that's on the record.
Interesting. So the piano really dictated the choice of the of the tunes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, for me, I mean that's how music is. Sound is sound. We're making, that's the basic. So this instrument led me in this way. And the tunes, like the Willie Nelson tune and some of these other songs of mine on there that I have tried to do on the modern piano, and it just felt corny and schmaltzy to me.
Hmm.
And something about this piano like enabled me to play, these more spacious, delicate, intimate things, and it felt real.
Why don't you play something else for us? I'd love to hear something else.
Sure. I'll play a tune actually off the record. It's called Loose Marina.
Just beautiful. Tell me the story behind that, because from what I read about it, I know there's a sort of moving story behind that song.
Yeah, well, past years I've been, my wife and I have been, my family, we've been spending a lot of time in Peru. And there was an amazing woman, her name is Mama Kia, and she lived in the Sacred Valley. She had an orphanage where she actually adopted like 40 kids. And one of the kids, his name was Luz Marina. And Luz Marina was, I'm not sure, maybe 11 or something, but she had lupus, and she left the planet. And Mama Kia really, had a certain special connection with her. And we were down there right after she passed, and I just remember Mama Kia's grief, it was something about it was like this, the ultimate mother. And, I went home after that, I just sat down at the piano and was thinking about her and the whole thing, and this piece came. And so it's sort of dedicated to her.
Does that piece just tumble out of you in a day, or is it a process of weeks or months or coming back?
No, it came out instantly.
Wow.
I mean, sometimes it's like that, and sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, it's like, when I think like anyone who's any improviser, I mean, you're composing. It's just you're doing it in that moment.
I want to ask you about some of your Boston roots. You went to the New England Conservatory as a classical piano major during the 1980s?
My first year. I entered as a classical major.
I see.
But I switched over right after my first year.
Toward jazz.
Well, I went into the third stream department. It was a department that Gunther Schuller had set up under the premise that you could work in the various departments within the school depending on what you were into in order to sort of develop your own style and incorporate the elements of music that you wanted to, not necessarily just jazz or just classical.
So what was the attitude back then about jazz music versus the strict idea of teaching classical composition and classical music?
Well, when I was in school, there was definitely a... the jazz was kept in the basement when I was in school. It's changed very much then. But, there were so many great teachers there. It was a great time to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, between the students that were there and at Berkeley and just in Boston in general and, the faculty, it was a great scene.
I'm curious, thinking back then and comparing to sort of what's going on out there today, how do you view the state of jazz improvisational music in and around our society today?
For a long time now, it's like there's just this whole trying to define jazz, defining jazz, what's jazz, what's not jazz. And I so don't care, about all that. I think it's great that jazz is in Lincoln Center, but is it also not a sign that, it's mostly dead people's music is played at Lincoln Center, you know? So what does that mean? You know, what is the benefit of that? How is it keeping it? I mean, it's been my mission always to try to keep it alive. You know, that's what I did with the Medeski Martin Wood. It's like we went out and instead of playing jazz clubs and going to Europe and playing for the guys with beards that, you know, sit there and, you know, criticize everything. We went out and played improvised music for young people.
Yeah.
But the real spirit of jazz is making music in the moment for that moment. That's what it is. And that used to be in classical music. It's a human thing, and it's beyond jazz. And to me, that's still alive and well everywhere.
You know, I'm so intrigued by what you said about sort of thinking about what it means that they have jazz at Lincoln Center, because I've thought about that too. And I've sort of wondered, well, the fact that, you know, they have jazz at Lincoln Center, does that suggest something less than vital about jazz? And then I think, you know, they are sort of bringing it to a mainstream audience, and so that's probably an important piece of keeping it alive.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, go watch a video of Mingus's big band playing.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a different feeling.
Mm-hmm. So they're recreating something from the past rather than keeping it alive.
But I think it's also important in the way it's great to play Mozart. I mean, for me, it's about, are you improvising? Like, I want to be pushing those limits and trying to create music in that way. And I'm still working on it. I got a long way to go.
One more question about A Different Time, your new solo album. You've referred to it as being stripped of all hipness. I'd just like you to explain that a little bit, because it seems connected to what we've just been talking about.
Did I say that? Well, I guess, you know, that's the thing, is when I was making it, I was really trying to just play pure music from the deepest place I could find in myself and not be thinking about, like, not doing things that I know people are going to want or expect or think is good. I really was trying to play the music for its own sake. And I think also there's a part of me that just wanted to put it out there and say, you know, people that think they know what I do, that, you know, we all have many sides. I wanted to put out there, you know, you don't have me figured out yet, you know.
Well, John Medeski, it's been such a pleasure talking to you and such a privilege hearing and sitting in this beautiful room of the ICA and hearing you play. So thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks.
And I would love it, if we can, to have you do one more that we can end the show with.
All right. I'll play a tune of mine. It's called Wiggly's Way.
Wiggly's Way from John Medeski. His new solo album is called A Different Time. He'll perform tonight at the ICA in Boston. More information and a recording of a spontaneous composition that he performed for us today at the ICA at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Boston or follow me at Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. You can follow me on Twitter at Anthony G. Brooks. Stay with us. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.